Next patient is Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Dick, D-I-C-K. Born 10-7-51. 74-year-old gentleman from Ohio. Oh, today is 10-21-25 or 26. 71-year-old gentleman, Ohio, a retired computer graphic designer with a steel factory, has two children. Both of them live in Ohio, has a caretaker named Jonathan who manages his affairs, period. And the paragraph patient last time was at a physician's office and had lost over 25 pounds, was very weak. The doctor's office told him to look for hospice. There's not much else that can offer him. And for this reason, they're looking into hospice and palliative care, period. Patient is a smoker. He did drink a heavy amount of alcohol, but has quit drinking alcohol, but he's still smoking. Jonathan takes him out to smoke. He does wear oxygen at 2 liters. He does have a nebulizer that he uses on a regular basis. He has lost over 25 pounds. He has a hospital bed now. He's basically bedbound. He uses his nebulizer at least 4 times a day, period. He's short of breath at all times, belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 with shortness of breath, with activity, with at rest and with any activity, period. His pants appear to be 3 sizes too big for him because he's using his last hole on his belt because of significant weight loss. Medical problems is COPD, sciatica, low back pain, leg pain, radiculopathy, and neuropathy. Surgery, he's had no recent surgeries. Last hospitalization took place just a few days ago in the emergency room. He was treated with because of exacerbation of COPD. They wanted to keep him in the hospital, but he refused. He was placed on antibiotics and steroids, which he's finishing up at this time. Medication, he's got Toradol from some time ago. He's taking on a regular basis. I told both patient and Jonathan that he cannot do that. That's a recipe for disaster. That's only should be given for 7 days. And I would recommend Tylenol or some kind of pain medication for hospice folks, period. Allergy, none. Medication is nebulizer, O2, and Toradol only. Immunization, doesn't believe that immunization, has always refused immunization. Review of system, weight loss significant, shortness of breath. He now has a hospital bed. He's staying in bed at all times, sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, severe anxiety, air hunger, leg swelling, weakness, quick, severe debilitation, bowel and bladder incontinence with the weight loss. Family history, colon cancer in mom, lung cancer in dad, one brother with a prostate cancer, and a sister with a cancer, the bad kind, in quotation, period. Let's see, on examination, 157 over 108, 94%, 110 pulse, heart positives, one positives, two lungs, ronchiorals, coarse breath sounds, and wheezes. He has not used his nebulizer yet, per Jonathan. Abdomen is soft, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa without a lesion, but dry, lower extremity, severe muscle wasting noted in the lower extremity, upper extremity. Abdomen is very scaphoid, and the temporal region consistent with significant weight loss. Neurological movement of upper extremities with no focal neurological deficit assessment. Number one, COPD severe. The 75-year-old gentleman was referred to hospice and palliative care per primary care physician who got him a hospital bed. The patient at first was adamant about not going on hospice, but then he decided that's better going back to the hospital, as he ended up in the emergency room just a few days ago, and he refused hospitalization, period. He's now home with the steroids and antibiotic, which has made some improvement, but still remains very short of breath, very tachycardic, very abnormal lung sounds, despite using his nebulizer on a regular basis. His bowel and bladder incontinent. He wears adult diapers. He requires help with all ADL. When the caregiver leaves, he lives in his own apartment. He locks the door till he comes back in the morning. Put that when the caregiver leaves in the afternoon, he locks the door. Patient is not able to get up and open the door by herself. He's staying in bed at almost all the time, unless he has help to get him up and move him, put him in a chair, which requires at least one person to his almost no assist. He's a total ADL dependent with no requires total assist. He's incontinent, bowel and bladder. As I said, he wears diapers. His weight loss of 25 pounds is significant for both COPD, severe end stage, as well as tachycardia and pulmonary hypertension with extensive history of tobacco abuse, period. Overall prognosis remains very poor for Mr. Dick. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Given his weight loss, debilitation, tachycardia, pulmonary hypertension, corpulmonal, and protein calorie malnutrition, patient also needs to be evaluated for his blood pressure elevation, may require medication, but I believe there's a huge component of anxiety to his hypertension, which would improve with anxiolytics, period. He also needs to stop taking Toradol, which I talked to him at length today, and switch to Tylenol till hospice folks are able to get him a better medication, which will be discussed with the hospice medical director via a copy of this letter. Thank you.